leader!
Order, order.
The prospect of having television commercials on Sunday mornings has failed to attract wholehearted support from the broadcasting funding agency New Zealand On Air. Appearing before Parliament's Commerce Committee, the agency's chairwoman, Miriam Dean, responded to questions about the possibility of removing the prohibition in the Broadcasting Act that keeps Sunday morning's commercial free.
At the end of the day, that's really a policy matter for the government, but we have certainly highlighted our concern that if commercial advertising is allowed on Sunday, whether that will threaten some of those programs like Q&A The Nation.
Miriam Dean's view was backed by her chief executive, Jane Wrightson.
We have advised the ministry of some concerns that on balance we would prefer for a Sunday morning to remain advertising free, if that's the wish of the government, because it might threaten the existence of some particularly useful public media programs at that point. If advertising happens, then we will find other ways to deal with it.
And Jane Wrightson was also required to respond to a question from Labour's Claire Curran, who, noting that the agency funded Radio New Zealand with some $32 million a year, asked if there was any concern that the public radio had slashed its news budget by about a third, from $12 million a year to around $7.5
million. Those matters are for the Radio New Zealand Board.
Ms Wrightson said the funding was ring-fenced and the amount was determined by Cabinet Ministers.
We look at output, yes. The way the funding is spent is more properly a function of board oversight.
For more on the board's role, Jane Wrightson handed over to Miriam Dean.
The board certainly meets with its chair and CEO, and there is engaging dialogue because we are in this converged media space.
From the converged and changing media space in the committee rooms to the question space in the debating chamber, where Labour's broadcasting spokeswoman had a question for Broadcasting Minister Amy Adams about her appointment of Bill Francis, the chief executive of the Radio Broadcasters Association, representing commercial radio networks, to the board of Radio New Zealand.
Why did she ask Cabinet to approve Bill Francis's appointment to the board of Radio New Zealand when he had a clear conflict of interest as chief executive of the Radio Broadcasters Association, which represents commercial broadcasters and is in competition with Radio New Zealand for listeners?
Horrible.
Order, the Honourable Amy Adams.
Because he finishes that role before taking up the appointment.
While the Minister's response obviously amused her National Party colleagues, Labour's broadcasting spokeswoman still wanted to know why a commercial broadcaster had been appointed to the Board of Public Radio.
Why was Mr Francis's position as Chief Executive of the Radio Broadcasters Association not flagged as a conflict of interest during the appointment process? And how can she realistically expect someone who represents commercial broadcasting in one role to manage a conflict of interest in another role governing a competing state broadcaster?
The Honourable Amy Adams.
Because he doesn't, and it was flagged.
Question time was followed by resumption of the debate on the Prime Minister's statement and featured this contribution from the Attorney-General, Christopher Finlayson.
I thought that the Prime Minister gave an outstanding address to inaugurate the political year, I particularly was interested when the Prime Minister outlined a number of significant New Zealand sporting achievements. I was just a little disappointed he didn't mention another great New Zealand sporting achievement, namely my hole-in-one on the 11th at the Royal Wellington at 1:30 p.m. on 29 December 2016. It was a 7-wood, brilliantly teed off, went slightly to the left. Well, it was about 160 metres in a northerly, and it jumped the bunker and slid into the hole, and I was very proud of that, Mr Speaker.
Also from the government benches, Nationals List MP Jian Yang.
So, Mr Speaker, the Chinese believe that the year of the monkey is a very intelligent, creative and clever animal. So those born in the year of the monkey will have great careers and wealth. So with this in mind, Mr. Speaker, I'm very proud to be part of a national-led government which is making great strides towards building a stronger and more prosperous economy, a country for New Zealand.
Nationalist MP Jian Yang in the debate on the Prime Minister's statement. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.